finally, some good news.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Seems like the state of Michigan's been hammered lately. Two of three car makers got to know bankruptcy really well, and its unemployment rate is the highest in the nation. Well, there's this morsel this morning. General Motors is expected to announce that it's selected a Pontiac plant in Orion Township, Michigan, for the production of a new subcompact car. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports.
The Orion assembly plant was in competition with factories in Wisconsin and Tennessee, a high-stakes competition at that, according to auto industry analyst Dave Sedgwick.
An assembly plant for any region is a tremendous boost for the economy, because you're not just creating jobs in the assembly plant itself, it creates jobs amongst the suppliers.
Suppliers who will have to locate just a few hours' drive away. Better yet, Sedgwick says, once the economy rebounds and fuel prices head back up, a plant making subcompacts will be in a strong position. He says, just look what happened when gas prices breached $3.50 a gallon last year.
Sales of big trucks completely collapsed, and sales of small cars skyrocketed.
Sedgwick says for the moment, the plant will do more job saving than job creating in a state with an unemployment rate above 14%. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
By the way, a federal bankruptcy judge approved GM's request to borrow more than $33 billion in financing made available by the government. Wall Street gains yesterday, 2% for the S&P, NASDAQ, and Dow. European stocks were mixed. Asian markets were up today. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke has been taking a little fire lately from foreign leaders, from the press, and yesterday from members of Congress, upset about the Bank of America Merrill Lynch merger. But Bernanke's getting some help for his relationships on Capitol Hill. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
One way to think about the relationship between Congress and the Federal Reserve, it's kind of like a modern marriage. Congress and the Fed are supposed to be independent and do their own thing. But for this arrangement to work, communication is key.
One message from relationships is if you don't manage it well, little things could turn out to have very big consequences.
Vincent Reinhart was a senior economist at the Fed for years. He says yesterday's hearing on the central bank's role financing the shotgun merger of Bank of America and Merrill Lynch was the equivalent of a marital spat. Just listen to Ben Bernanke trying to answer a question from Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich.
We have made demands of the Bank of America in terms of their board and management.
So you give them the money first, and then you start supervising?
And who hasn't been there? Money troubles constrain even the best relationships.
I think the Fed needs help.
Alice Rivlin was the vice chair of the Fed in the 90s.
None of us appreciated what the Fed would have to do in a crisis of this magnitude.
And she says Bernanke needs to explain himself and his policies to Congress. To help, the Fed's hired a former lobbyist, Linda Robertson, as its new congressional liaison.
Oh, Linda's very good. She knows the Hill. She knows financial issues. She will be terrific in this job.
And Robertson's been around the block more than once when it comes to rocky relationships with Congress. 8 years ago, she ran lobbying for Enron. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
No doubt we're going to hear more details today about the death of Michael Jackson, but what we're continuing to learn is how much debt the pop star was in after years of spending and scandal. Yes, he sold 61 million albums in his career and amassed a fortune in music rights and concert earnings, but reports are that when he died, he owed about $400 million. That London concert tour he was getting ready for was one way to help pay it off.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. And by Superbrands, Brandweek's annual ranking of America's top 2,000 brands. You can Google Brandweek Superbrands for more information.
The Austrian media is up in arms over comedian Sacha Baron Cohen's latest movie. Bruno follows the adventures of a fictional gay Austrian fashionista traveling to the United States. And critics say the film damages Austria's image and could cause economic harm. Kazakhstan, you'll remember, was also outraged over its portrayal in Cohen's first movie, Borat. From the European desk in London, here's Stephen Beard.
What's up? I'm Bruno. I'm Ted Milan Fashion Week.
Baron Cohen has been sashaying around Europe in character, plugging the movie and dispensing fashion tips.
Gordon Brown, I mean, that guy needs a total makeover and it's a fake tan. He just needs to come out. Come on, Gordon, click those heels and say hello.
But Bruno is not going down well in the land of his supposed birth. The Austrian media are not amused.
Some of Sacha Baron Cohen's statements are not so funny for us. They are not acceptable.
Lisa Trompisch is with the daily newspaper Heute in Vienna. She says that Bruno goes beyond a joke, describing Mein Kampf as a fashion bible and Adolf Hitler as Austria's black sheep, portraying the country as Nazi and homophobic.
I think it's not funny. I think today we are living in an open-minded modern Austria and should reject those statements.
Austria's state broadcaster ORF has even suggested that Bruno could damage the economy, deterring tourists and investors. Robert Jones of the brand consultant Wolf Olins concedes the movie could do some harm.
There will be a board meeting somewhere in the world that's considering whether to build a factory in Austria or form an alliance with an Austrian business. And at the backs of those minds, unspoken, will be the thought, Austria equals Bruno. Let's go somewhere else.
But he warns Austria should not follow Kazakhstan's example and try to sue Cohen. That'll only boost the movie. The best advice for Austria and for all the people duped into taking part may be to sit back and try to see the funny side of Bruno.
How did you find your son?
I swapped him.
You swapped him? Swapped
the baby for what?
For an iPod.
In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.